KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy and 18 degrees. We look for a chance of light snow or flurries today. Less than 1.5 inch is expected here in the Atlantic area, a high around 22. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, a woman from Bedford faces charges after a search of her vehicle in the Bedford High School parking lot resulted in the discovery of an illegal substance and drug paraphernalia Tuesday. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office's deputies were called to the Bedford High School for a report of possible illegal substances being possessed on the premises. The canine SEBA arrived on the scene and was deployed. The dog gave a positive indication to the odor of an illegal substance on a vehicle that was parked in the parking lot. A subsequent search where the vehicle was conducted, and marijuana along with drug paraphernalia was located inside. As a result of the search, 18-year-old Ashlyn Pittman of Bedford was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office late yesterday afternoon said deputies had spoken with a suspected driver of the hit-and-run accident that took place in Sydney on Monday. 40-year-old Fabian Bell of Sydney came to the Sheriff's Office and told the sheriff that he thought that the boys had just slapped his car on the way by and did not know of the injuries. Bell was cited for failure to yield to a pedestrian in a crosswalk leaving the scene of an accident and failure to provide proof of security against liability injury accident. The incident remains under investigation. As you may recall, we told you yesterday that the Fremont County Sheriff's Office had said around 4:10 p.m. Monday, deputies were called to the area of Fillmore Street and Illinois Street in Sydney for a juvenile that had been struck by the car. The witnesses had told police that the vehicle was eastbound and turned south onto Illinois Street. While two male juveniles were attempting to cross Fillmore, the vehicle struck one of the juveniles, stopped briefly, and then fled the scene to the north. Well, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports four recent arrests. Late Monday night, 20-year-old Cole Robert Danielson was arrested for OWI first offense following a traffic stop for speeding near Avoca. Saturday afternoon, 29-year-old Logan Bernard Stickler was arrested in Council Bluffs for domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury first offense. Early Saturday morning, 38-year-old Alan E. Westerfield was arrested for OWI second offense following an investigation into a vehicle in the ditch near Crescent. And a 17-year-old male was arrested Friday afternoon in Oakland for making a false report to a public safety entity. The unnamed teen allegedly pulled a fire alarm at the Riverside High School. Well, the Cass County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday set March the 3rd as a date for a public hearing with regard to the maximum property tax asking per Iowa code. They also approved the appointment of Nadine King from rural Lewis as a non-resident member of the Lewis Public Library Board of Trustees. And they appointed Natalie Ritter along with LaVon Eblin to the Cass County Local Foods Policy Council. Supervisors Board Chair Steve Beyer explained the appointments were needed to replace Jan Steffens and Deanne Schreiner, who had submitted their resignations from the council. On a related note, Supervisor Steve Green said,
"The Food Policy Council is looking for people interested in what they do to join the council, you know, from various walks of the food supply system, education, things of that nature. So anybody out there that's interested in being on that council and can bring something to the table knowledge-wise and you know, promoting local food health and things of that nature, they'd sure like to hear from you."
You can contact the Cass County Wellness Coordinator, Brigham Hoig, at her email address and the same story on the news page at KJAN.com for more information. Now, the Local Food Policy Council is a Cass County government advisory body charged with promoting a vibrant and diverse local food system that supports the health and well-being of Cass County residents. In other business Tuesday, the Cass County Supervisors approved a Class C liquor license application for the Griswold Golf and Country Club, and they authorized the signing of a new 28E or cost-sharing agreement to be a part of the Southwest Iowa Mental Health and Disability Services region. The agreement must be submitted by February 23rd in order for the county to be eligible for grant funds. In the funeral announcements, Marie Lentz, age 88, of Greenfield, died February 12th in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Marie Lentz will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Sarah Catherine Johnson, age 37, of Stewart, died February 12th. Funeral services for Sarah Johnson will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Center in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Opal Darlene Markison, age 94, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Opal Markison will be held this Friday at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Paul Hare, age 64, of Greenfield, died Friday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Paul Hare will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with a luncheon to follow immediately afterward. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Arnold Sheldahl, age 91, of Menlo, died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. A memorial service for Arnold Sheldahl will be this Friday at 2 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart, with a luncheon to follow. Eileen Armstrong, age 90, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Eileen Armstrong will be this Friday at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Michael Wilson, age 64, of Erling, died Sunday. A memorial service for Michael Wilson will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Faith Family Church in Harlan. Holly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Phyllis Ann Simonson, age 84, of Omaha, died Sunday. A celebration of life for Phyllis Ann Simonson will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Gerald Karras, age 89, of Messina, died Saturday in Des Moines. A family visitation for Gerald Karras will be this Saturday from 3 until 5 at the Greenfield Gospel Chapel, with a luncheon to be held during the visitation. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. George Aim, age 89, of Greenfield, died January 3rd. A memorial reception to celebrate the life of George Aim will be this Sunday from 3:30 until 5 at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is assisting the family. Lowell Harper, age 88, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Memorial services for Lowell Harper will be on March the 2nd at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauli Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has the arrangements. And Colleen Schaff Morrison, age 64, of Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and formerly of Messina, died Monday in Bartlesville. Memorial services for Colleen Morrison are currently pending. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.